Welcome to episode 3.4 of 5 Minutes Alone, the weekly podcast of the Bering Drive Church of Christ. I'm your host, Jeff Christian, preacher at Bering. This episode is called Days You'll Remember. This past Sunday at Bering, I referenced a song by Paul Simon that contains a line that will set a tone for us in the new year. His line is, "These are the days of miracle and wonder." Well, that line sparked, in a couple of us, the memory of another popular song written not too long after. The song is called "These Are Days," sung by one of the most beautiful voices in modern rock history, Natalie Merchant. The poetry of the song is brilliant in its simplicity as she reflects on recent events in her life and how those events are bound to carry her into the rest of her life. The opening words of the song are a series of exhortations. "These are days you'll remember. Never before and never since, I promise, will the whole world be as warm as this. And as you feel it, you'll know it's true that you are blessed and lucky. It's true that you are touched by something that will grow and bloom in you." The legend of the song is that it's about having a child, which may be one of the reasons that this song popped into the minds of a few of us in this season right after we have celebrated the birth of the child who was the Savior of the world. And now that we are in the season of Epiphany, right after Christmas, we tell the story of the realization that these are days of miracle and wonder. Days you'll remember. It is why the central passage of Scripture during this season is Matthew 2, 1 through 12. It takes the story of Jesus coming into the world a step further, from God with us to Jesus is Lord. It is a subtle transition, but an important one. The story expands from the beginning of a fulfilled promise into the dynamic living Jesus, who now that he is with us, will teach us and dwell among us in such a way that we could not possibly live our lives in any other way than in Christ. Not only are these days you'll remember, but they are days that will hopefully shape the rest of our lives. But we are a forgetful people. God knows that. God knows that we need reminders, sometimes gentle, at other times blunt. It's why God sent messengers throughout history to help forgetful people say, "Oh yeah, I remember God." This is why we rehearse the cycle of the life of Jesus year after year. We keep coming to church. We keep preaching and telling the story. We keep listening to podcasts about Jesus so that we will remember. So get ready to hear the story we tell, the story that launches our faith in Jesus as Lord. It is the central passage of the day that Christians around the world call Epiphany, as well as the days to follow. The day of, "Oh yeah, I know God." Matthew 2, 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the time of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler, who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." And when they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the story of the beginning of Jesus' life. a life that is more than a story, but an eternal promise that begins our faith in the one who still dwells among us. But we have to keep our eyes open because God is still at work among us. Jesus is Lord, and we are His people, people of grace and forgiveness, and as a result of such gifts, people of gratitude and joy. The song I mentioned earlier ends the way this message for today will end. Again, Natalie Merchant's uniquely beautiful voice paints a poetic picture for us today, these days that we will remember. These days, you might feel a shaft of light make its way across your face, and when you do, you'll know how it was meant to be. See the signs and know their meaning. It's true. You'll know how it was meant to be. Hear the signs and know they're speaking to you. Go to bearingfamily.org for more information on our church and worship with us this Sunday if you are in Houston. And be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bearingfamily.org. God's blessings on you today in the name of Jesus.